Jailed Chinese pro-democracy activist Lao Jiabao has won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was awarded the prize for decades of non-violent struggle for human rights. The honor bestowed on Mr. Lao has been strongly criticized by Beijing. The 54-year-old was jailed for 11 years on Christmas Day last year for drafting Charter 08, which called for multi-party democracy and respect for human rights in China. We spoke to Richard Rouse from the Pontifical Council for Culture about this award and the significance of the Nobel Prize today.
Nobel Prizes are very often major moments of conflict within the diplomatic community because some people are very keen to look at problems and others want to avoid problems. I think the fact that the Nobel Prize Committee this year have given Liu Jiabao questo prize is a call to attention to what's going on in China, both the problems and the progress. There's been an awful lot of progress in China that's to be congratulated. There are also some difficulties that still need resolving. So once again, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee are turning our attention to real problems.
Looking at the Nobel Prize in general terms, what does the Nobel Prize mean today? Does it have the same significance as when it was created, or the same relevance even?
It's certainly very relevant. I think it's one of the hottest topics on Google research engines today. So it's certainly something that's on everybody's lips. Everybody's talking about it. So, yes, it is an important matter. As for the fact that once again we have the choice of a personality, of a celebrity, representing a theme, perhaps more than the theme itself or a movement, is once again a reflection of the culture we live in which a prize award sometimes is more of a publicity event than not a true recognition of something that is happening throughout the world, where lots and lots of smaller groups are in even more serious difficulty than not these big names that keep coming through.
Is it still important to recognise achievements in the different Nobel fields?
It's always important to recognise achievements. The church itself has for a long time had its own prizes. It's had its own way of recognising and awarding people. Recently, there has been a tendency to avoid these honours and distinctions in a movement towards a less authoritative vision, a less elitarian vision. But we really do need to continue to find ways of giving signals to people of where progress is being made and where problems are being overcome.
Just coming back to what you were talking about, I suppose the cult of personality, as it were, is there a danger sometimes that the prize does get caught up in this? Because when you look at this era of image, that's so much on display. A lot of people look at image rather than depth. Dumbing down is another word that's used. Do you think that is a dangerous road to go down?
I think it's a necessary road to go down in the current day and age. I think if one were to write out a thesis and give a thesis a prize, I don't think it would catch any headlines and anybody would go and do any research and look into that. Whereas where a famous celebrity is given a prize, obviously people are going to walk behind that. Now, they may not go beyond the appearance, they may not go into the depth, but one hopes that at least with the Nobel Prize, with the fields of literature and economics in particular, that these are occasions where theories that have a value are more widely publicised, and I think that's important.
It's always the case with prizes, though, isn't it? Not least the Nobel Prize, that not everyone is going to agree with the choices that are made.
No, and arguments and discussion and debate are a part of what it means to be human today, and that's a good thing. If these Nobel Prizes are causing discussion, causing dialogue, then that's something that we should be happy with.
Even if someone thinks they shouldn't have been awarded the prize at all and they shouldn't accept it?
That can be said as well, yes.
Looking at the prize, but looking at culture, Pontifical Council for Culture, as you are, culturally, especially during an economic crisis, you look at funding for different activities. A lot of funding's been cut in various countries, and it always seems that the arts, culture, seems to be always the area that's cut first. When you look at someone like Mario Vargas, who won the Literature Prize, a man who's been honoured for this, when you think of people who want to aim for that, but in a climate where funding is being cut, where are we going with in terms of nurturing talent, nurturing artistic talent, cultural talent?
Artistic and cultural talent will always come through whatever the given society. You cannot suppress artistic talent. When you go and you look at works such as Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago, that is a work which came out of his experience in the worst of human conditions possible. And the literature itself is exceedingly realist, exceedingly factual. And because of that, it touches so many hearts and minds. Art should never be so detached from human experience that it becomes a protected enclave. So we have to accept all of the arts when cuts come, that we have to share with our fellow men and women the experience of cuts, so we can't be protected from that. At the same time, of course, there needs to be some training, there needs to be some education, there needs to be some culture. Yes, so you raise an important question there, but at the same time, I wouldn't be too worried about the great getting through at the end of the day.
Looking at the 21st century and Nobel Prizes, there was talk about there should be a Nobel Prize given for the internet. Should there be a new prize? Should they reflect the 21st century?
Whether or not the Nobel Prize people want to make these changes is something that belongs to them. There are many, many prize award-giving bodies around the world giving prizes for all sorts of things. I have a particular favourite in looking at prizes on the internet for new activities, for new research, for new ways of communicating, for new ways of liaising with people. So I think that's quite exciting. What you're perhaps referring to here is that one of the nominees for the Nobel Prize was the internet itself. And I think that was a good nomination because it brings people's attention to the way that people fraternise, the way that they talk to each other, the way they liaise with each other. I think that was a very, very good insight. But even more so have found the body there of Alfred Nobel's prize award committee to give this prize to somebody who's a real person and not just an object. And I think that's a marked distinction about the Nobel Prize.